I understand we have Congressman Takano with us. Good morning, Congressman.
He's on mute.
I think he's on mute. I think we still have the congressman on mute.
There we go.
Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Thank you for joining us this morning at our board meeting. It is an honor to have you, and it's also an honor this morning to award you the Eastern Municipal Water District 2021 Water Champion Award. It has been and thank you. There we go. All right. Thank you. Thank you for displaying that. As we mentioned earlier this morning in our board meeting, we are pleased to be awarded the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers work plan as it was released this morning, that we have $4.5 million for our South Paris desalination project, which I know that you were very helpful in securing force. I personally love it when our ratepayers' federal tax dollars come back here for good water resiliency projects, and we really appreciate this year as a whole board and a district getting to know you a little better, doing some tours with you of our facilities, and just really pleased that you've taken an interest in Eastern. It helps all of our mutual constituents here, and we just wanted to give you this award and let you know that we really think highly of what you've done for the district as far as water resiliency, water projects here in our local area. So thank you so much, and would like to turn it over to you, sir.
Well, what a great honor. I feel very privileged and really very honored to get this distinction and this award. I was having a little conversation with Justin about water issues, and I had a little disagreement with him about just how aware I think my constituents, our constituents together, you know, they're both our mutual constituents. I think Californians, especially Californians in our area, are very much aware of water and how precious a commodity it is, and that it doesn't come from nowhere. I mean, they could always be more informed, but I think we've asked a lot of Californians in terms of asking them to conserve, to change even the way in which they landscape their homes and their businesses. We are all rejoiced when we get wet weather. We hear the snowpack is full in the Sierras, and it looks like we've gotten a bit more breathing room in this particular year, which I'm sure we're all rejoicing about. So it's not lost on me the very, very important work that you, the directors of the district, perform, and I want to thank you for that. I think it was Joe or Jeff that talked to me about avocados the last time we had dinner. I wanted you to know I saw that Netflix episode, and it's been weighing on my mind. So next time we get together, I'm going to want to take that up as a topic of conversation. But let me just say that I really appreciate all that you do. It's not your full-time job, but you really do serve our community by serving on this board, and I thank all the employees and the leadership at the agency for the amazing, foresightful work that you're doing to stay ahead of the game, and it's my honor and real privilege to be your partner in that.
Well, we thank you, and I believe it was Director Corona that, if I remember correctly, we had a very detailed discussion on avocados, and I think all of us on the board appreciate your background in agriculture, because that is kind of how this district was formed, and we have gone from agriculture to also now quite a suburban district, but we do appreciate your understanding of the needs of water. Any other members of the board here wish to have any brief remarks to the congressman? I think Director Rickard.
Congressman Randy Rickard here, and I just wanted to express appreciation for not only what you've done, but just your level of engagement. You know, to come out and tour our facilities and meet with us and really listen is really gratifying, and we have some representatives that do that, but there are a lot more that don't. So thank you for that.
Director Armstrong.
Thank you.
Congressman, this is Director Jeff Armstrong, and I just want to echo what the other board members have already said, but thank you for all of your support. It really takes your support to help make some of these things happen, but moreover, your time and an awful lot of your time to take and sit down and talk with us and listen and tour the facilities and meet with us. It's just very, very much appreciated, so thank you very much.
Director Corona, do you have any remarks?
Yeah, I just want to thank the congressman. He's done such a great job for us, and getting to know him a little bit and seeing how much he's involved in the agricultural part of this our industry, and clearly knows the water business, and I look forward to having more and more time with him and having him be a great advocate for us. So I just want to thank you again. So.
Very good.
Thank
and
you.
Finally, Director Slauson.
Yes, I would just say I really appreciate the work that Congressman Takano has done. I think he's really served, even beyond Eastern, he's really served all his constituents very well. I appreciate your service. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman, for joining us. And again, congratulations on being Eastern's 2021 Water Champion.
Well, I'm again very honored. I look forward to whenever you come to town, I look forward to seeing you all. And whenever we have a chance to get together in the district, that's also a great pleasure as well. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.
Well, mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. I think that went very well, and I think we all, again, do appreciate our federal representatives. I think we have a benefit of having some real bipartisan representatives in our service area that understand this is not a partisan issue. It's an issue of infrastructure and providing clean, reliable water to our communities, and so that is really something that we should cherish in this area, that we do have these folks representing us at the federal level. With that, we will return to our action calendar. Item B is to adopt proposed resolution to authorize the California Department of Water Resources 2021 Urban and Multi-Benefit Drought Relief Grant Program application acceptance and execution for the Well 37 facility and discharge pipeline of the Mount San Jacinto College Recycled Water Retrofit Project. That is a mouthful, Mr. Ward.
It is. President Pauley. Good morning, President Pauley, members of the board. Just by way of background, one of the first strategic priorities that this board adopted was the aggressive pursuit of external funding. And we've noted throughout the GM's update this morning, Linnea's update this morning, we have not taken our foot off the gas pedal. So as a district, as staff, we continue to do just that. The item before the board this morning is to adopt that resolution and to assist the district. 6 months ago, I hired a grants and project control manager, Mr. Vincent Lopez, and since this is the third grant application pursued under his leadership, he is tasked with presenting this item before the board this morning. So, Vincent.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, President Pauley, members of the board. I'm not going to go into reading that whole title again, but in summary, the district submitted an application to the Department of Water Resources under this program, and the district submitted two projects for grant funding, and that is the Well 37 equipping and the Mount San Jacinto College recycled water retrofit. As you may recall, the district previously submitted a grant application for Well 37 to the Bureau of Reclamation for the maximum award of $2 million under that program. The district submitted another grant application to the Department of Water Resources for $2.5 million to cover the remaining costs of the estimated $4.5 million project. In addition, the district also submitted a grant application for the Mount San Jacinto College recycled water retrofit project, and the scope of that project is to reduce the campus's potable water well dependency for irrigation purposes. This project also includes the removal of non-functional turf and the conversion of their existing irrigation to a more of a drip system. Total project cost for that one is $3.1 million, and there is no local match needed required for this program. So with that, staff is recommending that the board adopt a proposed resolution here in this item as Exhibit A in support of the district's application to the California Department of Water Resources, Urban and Multi-Benefit Drought Relief Program, and designate a authorized representative. That concludes my item summary, and I am here to answer any questions.
Any questions on this item?
I'll move approval.
Moved by Director Record.
Second.
Second by Director Armstrong. Make it a roll call vote, please.
Director Pauly?
Aye.
Director Record?
Aye.
Director Armstrong?
Aye.
Director Slauson?
Aye.
Director Corona?
Aye.
And that passes on a vote of 5-0. Thank you very much for your presentation this morning. That will move us to item C. I understand, Director Slauson, you are conflicted out on item C.
Yes, I am.
So if you will put if you put yourself on mute, we will do a presentation for item C, which is to approve and authorize an amendment number 3 to the existing export and license agreement with KPKB, Home Coastal Incorporated, for the acquisition of excess soil from the Skiland Ponds. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Thank you, President Pauly and members of the board. So for the board's consideration this morning is a recommendation to enter into the third amendment for a soil and export license agreement that was originally approved by the board back in October of 2015. So the original agreement was entered into with Nuevo Meadows LLC, which is a Lansing company, and was just recently assigned to KB Home back in August of 2021. The original agreement was for up to 850,000 cubic yards of material to be removed from the district's Skiland Pond, which is approximately a mile north of here. And that material would be used to raise the elevation of a directly adjacent parcel, which is now being forwarded for development. To date, since the board approved the agreement back in 2015, there has been no soil removed from inside of the pond. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Primarily, over the years, that has been used by the original owner of the parcel, Nuevo Meadows, as a marketing tool, if you will, for the ultimate developer. So no progress was needed for removal of the soil. Subsequent to that, after KB Home assumed that agreement in August of this last year, the size and scope of that effort with regard to the permitting requirements and simply removing that volume of dirt from that location was onerous, and KB opted for some other solutions on that, one of which is 200,000 yards of our Trumbull Road stockpile that they successfully removed their portion of that here recently. So recently, KB did approach the district with regard to this 40,000 yards of material that is also located at the Skiland Pond. That material is exterior of the pond. It's on the berm of the facility. It's been there for a number of years, likely the result of previous desilting activities that had gone on at the location. But it benefits both KB and the district to have that product removed from the berm location. Removal of the product will consist of KB agreeing to all the terms and conditions of the existing agreement that was entered into back in 2015, including the pricing at $1.50 per yard. That compares quite favorably to what we received, for example, at this location of 50 cents per yard. And the reason for that is there's essentially no hauling involved. It's literally directly adjacent to the ski land pond. Additionally, required by the district in this effort will be a biological survey. KB will be required to complete a biological survey to ensure there's no environmental issues associated with that 40,000 yards of material that's been there for quite some time. And upon that completion, then staff would authorize them to proceed with the removal. So with that, our recommendation is to proceed with executing this third amendment for the removal of up to approximately 40,000 cubic yards of material at our ski land pond facility. And I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions on this item? Director Corona, any questions?
No questions.
I will then look for a motion and a second.
Make that motion.
Moved by Director Armstrong. Second. Director Record. May I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Pauly?
Aye.
Director Record?
Aye.
Director Armstrong?
Aye.
Director Corona?
Aye.
And that passes 4-0 with Director Slauson not participating in the item. And Director Slauson, welcome back. We will then move on now to our informational items. And Thomas, you are going to present the 2022 plan of finance. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Very good.
Good morning. I'm honored to be in front of you again this morning, this time to present the 2022 plan of finance. This is an annual item that's brought to the board as part of the district's strategic management of its debt program. Today, I'll provide a brief overview of the market. Then the rest of the presentation is split up into two parts, special funding districts, which is our land secured program, and then the general district debt. I'll provide a 2021 recap for both, and then also a 2022 plan of finance. Rates finished the year relatively close to where they started, despite some volatility throughout the year due to inflation, COVID variants, Federal Reserve announcements. The district was able to refinance debt at relatively low rates, as indicated on the graph on the left in light green. I'll cover these refundings in more detail throughout this presentation. Looking forward to 2022 and beyond, the Federal Reserve is expected to increase its benchmark rate as soon as March. And current projections show 3 rate hikes in 2022 and 3 in 2023. Focusing your attention to the graph on the right, this shows the 10-year historical AAA MMD, which is tax-exempt rates, 10-year range shown in the gray bars. And then over that in the line graphs are the current 2021 low and 2021 high. What this graph shows is current and last year's rates are relatively low compared to the 10-year average. So rates can absorb some upward pressure and still be relatively low. Still yet to determine or see how high rates go, but looking back, you know, the last 10 years, rates are very low and can take some increases. Switching gears, cover the 2021 recap and highlights for special funding districts. It was a very busy year. The financing team completed new money bond sales for 6 community facilities districts and generated savings anywhere between 20 to 520 for the impacted neighborhoods. 3 new CFDs were formed, totaling over 500 homes. The district entered into 13 joint community facilities districts with the City of Paris, City of Menifee, Temecula, and several school districts within our service area. Earlier last year, the district's debt policy was brought before the board, discussed and presented to the board in response to a request by Director Armstrong. And some updates were made to the debt policy, strengthening it, decreasing some risk, and adding additional language to strengthen the debt policy. Enrolled in the county fixed charge process, or the levy, was 82 CFDs and 6 assessment districts. The biggest highlight, and the one I'm most proud of, is the pooled refunding of 10 bond issues over 12 different CFDs. The refunding generated $5.7 million in net present value savings, which generated annual savings for over 4,100 homes. Looking ahead to 2022, is well underway with this morning's approval on the bond issuance for the two improvement areas. In March, we'll be bringing back to the board another bond issue for CFD number 2019-83, Winchester Ridge. And then in the summer, currently projected for another bond issue. There are 3 CFD formations that are currently in queue and planned for this year. Moving on to the general district debt, 2021 was also busy and rewarding. The district's subordinate lien was upgraded by Fitch to AAA. The Series 2021A bonds were issued in the summer, which fixed out variable rate debt at a very low TIC of 0.67%. It also unwound the district's last outstanding swap agreement with Wells Fargo at no expected net cost. Included as part of this financing was also the Series 2021B bonds, which refunded variable rate debt at lower costs, which generated an estimated $215,000 in savings. As noted on this slide, the district's strong credit coupled with low rates and strong demand enabled aggressive pricing. In a year filled with many great highlights, there's bound to be one that's the best. You know, like Tampa Brady, I mean Tampa Bay, you know, Tom Brady. You'd think I'd get it right, seeing how we have the same first name and arguably the same athletic prowess. But I digress. I'll leave him to focus on football games, and I'll focus on municipal financings. The greatest highlight for me, the greatest highlight for me last year that I'm most proud of, and kidding aside, was a successful refunding of the GO bonds. You may recall, or this may be fresh in your mind, as this was last month, and Laura did an excellent job summarizing the highlights of that transaction. In summary, the bonds were rated AAA by Fitch Ratings. TIC was very low, 1.72%, and $9.4 million in net present value savings was generated, which will impact over 100,000 individual properties in the district service area. Very successful refinancing that I'm very excited about. The district's debt profile consists of a very low all-in weighted cost of capital of just 2.1%. This is achieved by strategic planning, prudent fiscal management, and diligent effort of not only the financing team or the finance department, but everyone here at Eastern. The district has very strong credit ratings from all of the main rating agency companies. And the outstanding debt remains on the subordinate lien or the working lien. And we have a very healthy mix of fixed rate and variable rate debt. Shown on the bottom of this slide is a very stable 10-year outlook of debt service schedule. Very stable, consistent, no peaks, no lows. A lot of effort went into streamlining it over the last few years, and it makes it easy for me to report here today. Looking ahead to 2022, there are currently no expectations for new money financing needs. Though as part of the district's responsible financial management, the team continues to look for opportunities to lower costs, and we work with our municipal advisors to identify these and monitor the markets. We will be in the market this year as part of a standby bond purchase agreement related to the 2018 A's. I'll go over in more detail on the next slide. That agreement expires in September, and I'll discuss it more momentarily. The district addressed its LIBOR exposure well ahead of LIBOR going away. We did this last year, and therefore no additional need is required on this effort. Then I'll wrap it up with a few administrative topics related to AAA rating, ESG considerations, and expiring financing team contracts. Back to the standby bond purchase agreement. This is related to the 2018 A's, and the agreement expires in September, but can be renewed or replaced anytime before that. The 2018 A's are one of our lowest interest rate debt instruments. It is variable rate debt, and as you can see on this somewhat busy graph, the mean is just 1% over the course of the issue. When the market was experiencing a lot of volatility, when COVID was first announced and financial markets went in somewhat of a turmoil, rates reset above 6% for a few days, but fell sharply following that, and it's been low ever since. The district will work with its financial advisors to identify options, and we'll bring back to the board for consideration on the best course of action for this standby bond purchase agreement expiration. As I mentioned earlier, highlight of last year was a AAA rating. With this comes, responsible management. The district has, effectively managed its debt program very well. And we do that with support of the board, the executive team, our financing team, and just effort of all those involved. One of the things that Fitch mentioned, among other things, was the district's leverage. And the district doesn't just issue bonds to have cash on hand. The district manages its liquidity very well, very healthy, and we're able to keep leverage low. And that's one of the points that Fitch has mentioned in the last few years. Last year, we did a really good job of showing that, proving it to them, and asking for the AAA, and we were fortunate enough to get that rating. ESG, or environmental, social, and governance, is a debt issuer's collective conscientiousness for social and environmental factors. Over the last several years, investors and credit rating agencies have expressed more and more interest in ESG considerations. Being a provider of an essential utility, ESG is, by default, naturally important to the district, and is exemplified in what the district does every day. Climate change considerations, affordability, safety, responsible management, policies, and procedures. There are no clear pricing advantages for ESG bonds or ESG-specific debt yet, and high-grade municipal utility credits such as Eastern remain in high demand, and we're able to achieve very low cost of financing. Though we don't issue ESG-specific bonds or green bonds, the financing team has worked with department heads across the district and has incorporated additional language in bond documents, continuing disclosure documents, to address ESG concerns and interests from both investors and rating agencies. When we met with Fitch last month, they also commended us on our incorporation of that information in disclosures. And so as it is right now, doing a good job of communicating what we're doing, on behalf of ESG factors, has done well for the district and continues to, enable us to get good financing, among other things. Last, I'll wrap it up with our financing team contracts. Systematic efforts over the last few years has built a really strong financial team. We've seen that. We've shown it over the last few years with great management of the debt program. Several agreements come to term in 2022, and we'll be evaluating relationships, meeting with the various members of the team, negotiating some fees, and then we'll bring back extensions to the board throughout this year. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions. We also have John Adams, Laura, and Anna, our Land Secured Municipal Advisor, available for questions as well.
Any questions on this item?
Well, good report. A lot of good things happen, so taking advantage of a low interest rate market is always good for our ratepayers.
Absolutely.
I would just like to compliment you on a year that is something to be very proud of. You know, the AAA rating is really something, you know, that is impressive to receive. And just really, I think the comprehensive and active debt management that is taking place with the staff and the team, this really shows what you guys have accomplished. And I think also it really highlights the importance of having someone like yourself on staff that does such a great job and can focus and put the attention to our entire debt portfolio. So really a great job and a great report. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Directors Slauson or Corona, any questions for Thomas?
Yeah, this is Dave Slauson. I would say Jeff Armstrong said word for word what I was going to say. Almost word for word. So thank you.
Yeah, great job. Good report. I have no questions. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
So, Thomas, before you go, thank you, one, for putting some levity in your report. That is always appreciated, I think, by the board. But two, on the green bond issue, where do you see that going? I mean, I would love to, if we could get some, you know, financial credit for the fact that we are, I think, a premier environmental agency here. You know, do you see us someday being able to take advantage of that, or the financial markets recognizing that there's an investor pool out there that wants to invest in these so-called green bonds?
You know, I think as pricing advantages eventually come to fruition, I think it may be something we pursue. You know, as it is right now, and I guess to the credit of the district's financial health, if you will, is we really don't need to focus on that. We have a line out the door for our bonds almost every single time. They're oversubscribed to amounts to where we're able to even tighten an already aggressive pricing. And so when you have that line of customers just itching to get high credit bonds such as Eastern, we really don't see, you know, the trade-off or the benefit in offering or issuing ESG-specific or green bonds. It may be something in the future we want to consider or look into. But as it is right now, our bonds have no issue selling, and there's no pricing advantage for it. But what we have done is met, you know, the demands of investors or rating agencies and incorporated the additional ESG language to show that we are, you know, a green agency and that we have ESG considerations included in just our overall management of it, whether or not it's a green bond or an ESG-specific bond.
So it's more of an icing on the cake issue at this particular time.
Correct. And we've used it as such. You know, we don't have to, but it's definitely something that rating agencies and investors have shown interest. So, you know, we have the resources available, very smart department heads and staff to communicate, you know, what initiatives we're doing to address, you know, ESG considerations and factors.
Okay.
Is there generally accepted standards for ESG?
Yes. So recently, some rating agencies have somewhat clarified what they're looking for when it comes to ESG. They've even incorporated some metrics for grading or rating ESG factors. Happy to report. I don't know them by heart or by memory, but I'm happy to report what we've included has met the mark as far as what agencies have been looking for.
No, I don't need a report. It just sounds like each entity has their own standard. There's not one that's accepted by everyone. So I don't want to see staff jump through a bunch of hoops to try to please this one or that one, but if it would be interesting to see how we, you know, how we rate. And I think something in the future may be important. I think for most investors, green means more money than it does environment. At the moment,
so. Yeah, I agree.
So we want to watch it and see how we compare.
Yes, and we have annual surveillance calls with the rating agencies, so we're up to date, well informed, in discussion with them. And so, as this continues to increase in popularity, we'll be able to extract specific things we can do, so we're not just spinning our wheels thinking, "Hey, what should we do that City of San Francisco did?" Nothing like that. We'll be able to handle it and be ready.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Will take us to item 8 on our agenda this morning, which is to receive and file various reports. I will make a motion to do so.
Second.
Second by Director Record. If I could get a roll call vote, please.
Director Pauly?
Aye.
Director Record?
Aye.
Director Armstrong?
Aye.
Director Slauson?
Aye.
Director Corona?
Aye.
And that passes on a vote of 5-0. That brings us to our calendar review. Good morning, Ms. Martinez.
Good morning, President Pauly, members of the board. I'm here to do your calendar review this morning. I have a couple of items of interest for you. First one being the MODOC Water Policy Forum and Dinner, which takes place on Wednesday, February 23rd. This is an in-person event taking place at the Westin South Coast Plaza, and this is a district sponsorship. We have a table for 8. And the details can be found on page 5 of your packet. The time on that is 5:30 to 8, and we have General Manager Mawad scheduled to attend. The second one is the AQUA 2022 DC Conference taking place at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C., March 1st through the 3rd. That's a Tuesday through Thursday, with Jolene Walsh scheduled to attend in person so far. Moving on to page 2 is the board's calendar for the next 2 weeks. And on page 3, we have the scheduled future important dates to remember. If anyone's interested in attending any of these, or if you have any updates, please let me know. This is followed by the upcoming board and committee meetings for the next 3 months, which all appear to be on schedule. And it looks like, Director Record, you're going to be absent on February 2nd, so we have that.
It looks like I'll probably be around.
Will you? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, now that the CDC has said that shouldn't be going to places like that just for fun, even though I don't agree with everything they say. So.
Okay, so we'll see you on February 2nd then.
Yeah, thank you.
And if you could, I probably will not be here on the 16th of February.
Got it. Thank you, President Pauly. Moving on, this board committee meetings are all on schedule. And on page 4, we have the joint interagency meetings, and these all appear to be on schedule as well. And the out-of-office schedule and the district holiday schedule follows. And if there are any questions or updates to the calendar, please let me know. Seeing as none, that concludes my report.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
All right. We will go to directors' attendance reports. We'll start with Director Armstrong.
Yes. On January 11th, had a meeting with staff and our consultant related to the effort on the community facility district research, and it was really just a scoping meeting. And so I thought that went really well, and I think there's a lot of good direction. Would like to also say, just even that conversation that we had to look at the scoping just was a really good conversation. And I know for myself, I gained a lot out of it and gained different perspectives. And so I really look forward to the outcome of this effort. And I think as an agency that is a leader in CFDs and in the state, I think it's just really prudent and good governance to take a look at this on behalf of all of our customers and make sure that we're we're on the right track or if we need to make any adjustments. But I really, really, truly appreciated that meeting, and I really look forward to what comes out of it. So that's my update.
Thank you very much. Director Corona.
Yeah, I attended the Rancho California Water District meeting. Kind of uneventful. We talked a lot about committees for the coming year and a little bit on COVID, and that's all I have.
All right, very good. I had a few meetings, Sky Canyon Sewer Project update. The staff here was able to give me a update on how that is going, which is on time and on budget, which is fantastic. I just get a when you drive down Winchester Road and you see the dirt piles, I get a lot of constituent and questions about it. But and we are moving a lot of dirt out there. That is for sure. But it's great that project. And again, I want to compliment all our staff on the fact, and especially the PGA staff, that we going through major intersections and things that we had no complaints and really worked with the community well on that. So we'll look forward to that being wrapped up. Had a great meeting, as usual, with our general manager on various topics. WRCOG, I participated in the Joint Executive and Technical Advisory Committee. WRCOG is going through an exercise of finding its place in its role in the next decade or so, and that's involved the board. And I just want to compliment Danielle Coates, who has been really diligent participating in that. I think RCOG is going to focus on a lot of joint infrastructure areas for Southwest Riverside County going forward. And I'm glad that we had Kurt Wilson out here. I think I am really impressed with him as the executive director of that organization, and I think he is really wants to learn about the water industry, and with us and Western being part of WRCOG, what that organization can do to promote joint water infrastructure and continue the good work we're doing. The water leaders and every other month, the breakfast that we have, they're really enthused about that. So I appreciate, Joe, that you having director or Executive Director Wilson out here. I think that was very helpful. He gave me great reviews on it. Winchester Mac, Joe was our guest speaker the other day. He did a fantastic job, as usual, not only just giving kind of a view with the drought and everything, but specifically as Winchester really is starting to show some development where we are at Eastern. I had a couple people approach me afterwards, Joe, and I want to kind of do a follow-up and maybe some of the opportunities for sewer in downtown Winchester at a future date, but thank you again for appearing at that meeting. Did a great job as usual. So that's my report. Director Record.
So MWD meetings January 10th and 11th. A couple of things. One is that the board adopted the addition of three committees, which really gives us a lot of committees. And so just to try to, you know, deal with issues in front of us. It includes Imported Water Committee, a Water One Committee, and Disadvantaged Communities Committee. So at the moment, most of those are meets as needed, so we'll see how that scheduling works out. We did have a briefing on the settlement discussions with San Diego County Water Authority. Obviously, I can't talk about the details, but I would like to say that I believe there will be a legal workshop with outside counsel in the near future, followed by a workshop on the financial aspect of it. And I'm working with Marcia Scully, the counsel for Metropolitan, and Stephen O'Neill, our counsel, so that we can bring back a report to this board in closed session so that you're fully aware of what's going on, because it's a big deal. And I don't want to just be out there on my own when it comes time to take a vote on that. So that should happen, you know, sometime this spring. Joint Inland and Orange County Caucuses review of MET issues, and that's typically a good meeting and monthly update with general managers.
Okay, thank you very much. And then Director Slauson.
Yes, I guess I was already unmuted. Oh. I attended SOPA meeting yesterday, and we primarily discussed the Prop 1, Round 2 application process and CEQA requirements. We had a closed session item, which I want to discuss with Joe at some point. And I had a monthly meeting with Joe last week and received updates on all the different activities, or most of the significant activities, including items that were coming up to, you know, on today's agenda. And I did not attend the tour yesterday.
All right, very good. Do we have any directors' comments or future agenda items?
I do have a comment, and it has to do with how we close the meeting today. And I just wanted to talk about for a minute a couple of really great people in the Eastern Service area, two farmers, Stan Scott and Bert Lotta, who both passed away within the last month. And they're just, you know, what you think of as the epitome of a good farmer. And I bring it up because of the Scott Lotta in lieu recycled water program that we had, and I don't know how much good quality potable groundwater we've saved by putting that project together, but it was just a model of how we serve our area and how people of their caliber collaborate with us for the good of everyone. So I would ask that when we adjourn this meeting today, it's in memory of Stan Scott and Bert Lotta.
Absolutely. Can we make sure that gets noted in the meeting notes today?
Thank you.
Yes.
We do that. So excellent suggestion, Director Record. With that, Mr. Counsel, do we have a need for closed session today?
Yes, we do, Mr. Chair, pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.919 of a potential litigation.
Very good. We will take a minute or two. We're going to do closed session in this room. Okay, we will take a minute or two here to switch over to closed session. Okay, I think we can go back on the record for open session. And Steve, can you report out a closed session for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The board met pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 to discuss one item of potential litigation. A report was given to the board. No reportable action took place. That concludes my closed session report.
Very good. With that, we will adjourn the meeting in which Director Record suggested, and we will stand adjourned until Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022. Thank you all.
Thank you. Sorry.